flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
We've got to start with the news that came out of Josh Harris's press conference today. Harris, the majority owner of your Commanders, did an end-of-year presser and took 20 minutes worth of questions, which, by the way, is how it's supposed to work. This never happened year after year after year with Dan Snyder. He went over a decade, probably closer to 15 years at the end of his time, owning the team without a single presser where he took any questions. That's not how Harris operates. He obviously spoke and took questions before the preseason game in Landover, before the year kicked off, and then kind of steps back and lets the GM and the head coach handle it during the year. But he, for the first time in several months, did speak and answer some questions today. And the first question that came up was the name. And as the press conference went on, the name came up again. And then again, but we now know you can put any kind of speculation to bed. This was Josh Harris today saying that the name Commanders is here to stay.
Josh, Steve Weiner from the Associated Press. Following up on John's question earlier, is it safe to say the Commanders name is around just to stay? Is that safe to say from your standpoint?
Yes. And we're actually, I think it's now being embraced by our team, by our culture, by our coaching staff. And so, we're going with that.
It is hard to take anything out of that answer, Danny, other than the Washington Commanders is the current team name, and the Washington Commanders will be the team name for the foreseeable future.
Yeah. So, a couple things. Thank you, Josh Harris. I'm going to be upset. So, this is my warning in advance. I hate this. I think it's the wrong decision. I'm bummed about it. Okay, but before I get there, this is what should happen. This is how it goes. Okay, I know a lot of people are a little irritated because of the timing, or they're annoyed because the most recent thing we've seen is them get the brakes beat off of my Philadelphia, and now you're telling me that, you know, any hope I have for something that I really want isn't coming. But the grousing will be short-term, okay, at least for most rational folks. What I mean by that is, you tell me the news straight. You give it to me straight. You rip my Band-Aid right off. I'm going to kvetch. I'm going to be annoyed. I'm going to grouse and hit my hand on the table a couple different times, talk about how frustrating this all is. But this is what you do. You give the adults the news. You don't hem and haw. You don't, back off for 7 more years and talk about it's on the table, but it's not, and lead to weird speculation and kind of endless stuff. We'll have the discussion now, and then everybody can kind of go about their day. So I hate this. I think it sucks. I understand his point. And I think it's a frankly, PC is not the right word, but it's a more servable and more palatable way to say, yeah, we've got a bunch of jerseys sold and stands were packed and people like it. you know, people like us now. Going through a rebrand, going for a full new team name again, is a tremendous hassle and an expense and something where now the juice is no longer worth the squeeze. It might have been if this group was 5-12 and Daniels was hurt a bunch and it was the normal first year of a new regime, we could have that carrot to dangle in front of fans to try to get them back. Fans are back. The Daniels jersey sold more than any other. You can't find the black jerseys because they're sold out everywhere at all times. So instead of just saying that, we made a bunch of money doing it this way, so we're going to stay with it. Instead of saying that, you spoke about the team, you know, rallied around it, and it was sort of built into their culture, and Adam Peters and company, when they talk about players they're looking for, they're looking for guys with that tag, using the dumb name. So the fact that it's here to stay sucks. I think it's really disappointing, but I understand. I get it. I'm an adult, and it's basically, to me, it was the trade-off to having the season we just had. I'll take it. You know what I mean? I'll take that season.
Was it worth it?
Yeah, probably. I mean, I'll just work around it for the rest of my days, and eventually it might wear me down the way stupid Wizards has. You know, like the Wizards eventually won, right? Like, the name sucks. It's dumb. That never should have changed in the first place. It was, the logic is stupid. It makes no sense. I want everyone to admit that. But the fact is, it's been that way for long enough where it's now like an error if I call them the Bullets. And like, wait, what? Like, enough young people have never seen it. So maybe it'll wear me down in decades or whatever. But I'm going to work around it. I hate it. It's Snyder. It's a bunch of tourists, consultant type guys who've already moved on to different gigs who gave me a disaster. I hate it so much. The name reminds me of ineptitude. I get it. I understand why we're here, and it just sucks. That's all.
Yeah, so first things first, and I think you said this a little bit ago in that angry soliloquy, I guess we'll call it, yeah, whatever that was, yeah, that you just did. The fact that he actually gave an opinion finally was a win for me, even if it's not what I wanted to hear, mm-hmm, right? Like, the idea of just allowing this to continue to fester and never commenting and doing what they were doing, Danny, kicking the can down the road.
Yep.
How many times did they do that where they said, hey, right now our focus is this? That was not his answer today. He initially, and we're going to play the clip in a moment from his first answer about the name, kind of went that route, and I was like, oh, he's going to do the same thing that they've been doing for a year and a half, where he's just going to say, we have other things we're focusing on right now. But what we just played for you is clearly not the same thing. He talked about the fact that the name now means something in the building. That is him acknowledging that what you and I speculated on, Danny, is completely true. When you and I were suggesting all year with each of these wins, it's going to get harder to change this, mm-hmm, thing, and then they make the playoffs, it's going to get harder to change, and then they beat the Lions, it's over. It feels like that was actually what happened. But let's play the first clip. This is the first presser question of the day. Shocker, by the way. The first thing that came up with the owner after they made the NFC, yeah, Championship game was about the name. And this is what he said, because this was actually a longer-winded answer, even if it was not quite as definitive.
John. But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter. Such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
over here. John Keim, ESPN. So may as well get this one out of the way first. It's become a topic again. But what plans, if any, do you have about with rebranding, whether it's name, jersey, and how does winning impact how you view that situation?
Yeah, so just to hit the name first, like we're focused on, we're back to saying, you know, what we said all last year, which is focused on winning football games, on getting prepared for next year, on fixing up Ashburn and the stadium. We could talk about that. And then on engaging with the community of Washington. And so right now, and now in this building, the name Commanders means something. It means that, you know, it's about players who, you know, are love football, are great at football, hit hard, mentally tough, great teammates. And so it's really meaningful that that name is growing in meaning. And so, but as far as rebranding and bringing our past, you know, which obviously I grew up with, and all the Super Bowl championships and our future together, you're going to see us head back towards, you know, honoring our past and bringing it together with our future.
So, a couple of things there, Danny. Number one, without confirming, I think he corroborated what we talked about last week, where he talked about the rebrand and honoring the past. We already told you, they're going to change the uniforms. They're going to look like the old Super Bowl Joe Gibbs era uniforms, a lot more like that. They're going to do some throwback jerseys probably that honor the past Redskins look. There will not be any use of the logo, so I know everyone keeps thinking that's going to be the case. It's just not happening. But the jerseys will look a lot more like the old stuff, and they'll have the correct colors, which I know is a win for Danny Ruye.
Yes. Yeah, it's a small victory. It's you know, winning the battle while my entire, you know, government has collapsed. My whole, my country is gone.
You have lost your territory, yeah. but you did win that one battle.
Yeah, I get to keep the cul-de-sac. You know what I mean? It's like my farm is okay, but I no longer live in the country I want to call home.
You have to learn a new language now.
Yeah, pretty much.
And your boss is a boss from another land.
Yeah, but you can have your condo.
But specific to the name, he started his answer there, going the same path they did for the year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
He started his answer by saying, we're back to last year's messaging. Here are our goals. Here's what we're focused on. And so I don't know about you, but were you like me where you thought, okay, here we go again?
We're doing the same dance, I thought.
We're not going to get an answer here. And then it was like a shift. He pivoted, and he said, the name is no longer bad. There are no longer negative connotations. The name now means something positive. It now means good players, physical players, mentally tough players. There's a positive identity and association with this name now, and that's why we like the name more. But make no mistake, Danny Ruye, the owner of the Commanders, Josh Harris, who used to not say Commanders, if you remember, would never really wear Commander stuff. It was pretty clear he and the ownership group didn't love the new name. It has grown on him enough that he said today, point blank, yeah, we're keeping the name.
There's no way around that as far as I can tell, right? I mean, I'm maybe it's my cynicism, and I'm not, again, it sounds like I'm being critical of Josh Harris. I'm not at all. I understand it. I'm a grown-up. I was there too, man. I'm watching and rooting and hollering and screaming and having fun like everybody else was. And when I look and there's Jaden Daniels' jersey, the number one since this time. Here's this amount of merchandise that's been sold. I see the new gear. A lot of people walking around with fresh stuff with their tags on it. That stupid clip art Block W and everything under the sun that has to do with the current deal.
By the way, that's what happened,
that's
right?
What happened was
they won football games, and a lot of diehards stopped caring because they were winning and said, okay, well, I guess I'm in on Commanders. And then for the people that didn't, which was still the majority, I think you might have still made a purchase. You might have still gotten your kid that Jaden Daniels jersey, right? You might have still bought that hoodie that you weren't going to buy a year ago because – they just whooped Detroit's ass in the playoffs. Like, that is what happened here.
Yeah, they went to the NFC
and
title game, man.
Now they can justify not having to do the thing that takes all of the money and all the time and all the energy still probably does not net a perfect result.
That's right, yeah. I mean, it does, you know, the all the usual caveats apply. You got to pay all the consultants and do all the surveys and do all the engagements and put on a big show, even if you already know what the name is going to be or whatever. You go through the expense and the paperwork and everything. Now, to me, it's worth doing because I just think this is so improvable, not fixable, improvable. We should always try to do better, right? Like, I lost 5 pounds. We'll try to lose 6. You know what I mean? Like, let's keep going. Let's keep doing the best we can. And to me, this is not the best we can. This is settling. But I understand. These are business people, and this is a sound business decision. he's going, and again, it sounds like I'm ripping him. I'm not at all. But to me, I kind of roll my eyes at the it meant something to the group, to the team, and you've got a couple catchphrases here and there, and maybe they rallied around it, maybe not. I don't know, but it's like a line of defense which basically is cover for, yeah, we made a bunch of money doing it this way, and changing is not worth it anymore. I think that's what happened, and that's okay.
We're going to be talking a lot about Super Bowl 59 today and all week, but there's so much going on back in D.C. that we're putting the Chiefs and the Eagles on the back burner for the most part today, because Josh Harris spoke, the name is staying, we've got a one-year anniversary of the Quinn hiring, Myles Garrett's on the trade block, and Washington is one of the most likely teams to land him, according to odds makers at this juncture. So there's a lot of meat on the bone today here on Grant and Dan.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, it's three-time Super Bowl champion Mark Schler of the Visinga Truth Podcast. The playoffs are here, and that means the race to the big game is on. Join my co-host Mike Evans and I as we follow along this NFL postseason, breaking down the matchups each week and see who will shine when the lights are brightest. You know I speak nothing but the stinking truth. Follow and listen to Stinking Truth on free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.